morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial, or your phone dial, whatever you're using these days, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful Irish song listeners today. And I hope everybody had a good week, and I hope you enjoy our show today.
I hope so, too. I'm going to be playing some John McCormick for the first time in a while. Mary Doyle Kennedy, Michael McGoldrick from Donegal, I keep saying. And I got some Lancome, I don't know if you do, lined up, and the Dubliner as well. How about you, Farm?
Well, I was going to do the Dubliners, but I could switch that real quick. But that's okay.
That's okay.
I got some narrowbacks and some, maybe some Saw Doctors and a couple other things along the way.
All right, well, we're starting off today's show with John McCormick.
Oh, Fingrole Kalina. from harm safe and warm. Safe from harm.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And you just heard from Maria Doyle Kennedy with her tune, Safe from Harm. She did the vocals, obviously. The tune was written by Fergus O'Farrell, who was accompanying her on the piano. And Maria Doyle Kennedy had a hand in writing it as well. But Fergus O'Farrell is a quite prolific songwriter for a lot of contemporary artists in Ireland these days. And so I hope you enjoyed that. And before that, a song with two different titles. The Dark Night, Iha Dorka, or Ansegeratin, the Priest. Pick which one you like. Roisin El Safti sang that song. She sings a lot of Seanáis music. Irish Seanáis music, and that's from an album about music of the world.
Music of the world.
If I'm translating this correctly, where she and several other female singers sing some ancient Irish songs, actually, from various parts of Europe, so including Spain and Turkey. But I picked that one out, the two.
There you go.
And you started off with John McCormick. I used to play a lot of John McCormick.
Yeah, that was a long time since I heard from him.
Yes.
A real long time.
Have a CD with exclusively, but he's more of an operatic singer, obviously. But what you heard today was his version of Molly Bawn from a 3-CD set that I have called The Wild Rover. So you're starting us off, Farmer?
Yeah, I'm going to start this set off with the Narrowbacks.
Come all ye young rebels, a thing, and it makes all part of the Patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I just turned 16. My home is in Monaghan, the place I was weaned, and I learned all my life cruel England's to blame. So now I am part of the Patriot game. This Ireland of ours has to long been a free. Six counties lie under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and train, and made me a part of the Patriot game. They told me how Connolly was shot in a chair. Part of the Patriot game. Things who sold out the Patriot game. Come on, ye young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes
Thank you. children so tall got her skirt. The children so tall got her skirt. I liked her more in the evening. We all knew she slept on a cloud. All of her words had more meaning when she would sing.
False Lancome there, from their album False Lancome, with a song they call Fugue.
Fugue.
It's actually, it says Fugue 2.
Fugue 2.
So apparently there's a Fugue 1.
Ah.
I'm not going to look for it.
I wouldn't.
Michael McGoldrick, prior to that, from Donegal. The Honesty Bar, the name of that song, from his CD, Wired. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Patriot Game, and that was by the Narrowbacks. And that came off their After Hours CD, which is, we saw them at Saratoga a few years ago.
Oh, we did, ago. Yes.
Yes, yeah. And they were right before the... That other band came on that we like to go to. I want to say Celtic Storm or something.
Okay.
They were on right before, so we got lucky. We caught two good shows all at once.
We are lucky indeed. We are lucky indeed. So we're going to be starting off in the Dubliners, but I just want to mention it was an odd story today in the Irish Times where a woman who had been assaulted and treated for her assault had her case decided to sue University College Dublin because she believed they didn't give her enough accommodations to meet her needs following her assault. And she sued them, and it went to the High Court, which I thought was very odd. But nonetheless, the High Court ended up agreeing with University College Dublin that they had more than tried to accommodate her needs, special needs, following the event. And they referred her to the Office for Public Prosecution, which I thought very odd. So I'll be following up with that to see what happens to this poor woman with her case being referred to the Office for Public Prosecution. But we're starting off with something from you, Farmer.
We are. We're going to start off with Kingfisher.
Push your luck, go to sleep, do your worst, count to three. I'm in love with the thought, oh, believe me, I idly remember the time of our lives. This is it, here we go, do your best, take it slow, what's the rush? Line it up in the crosshairs, a shot in the dark, a day in the park. Whoa, and if it all falls apart, at least we enjoyed it, and God knows I loved it. 22, turn around. Look at you, touch the ground, what's the rush? Nothing else in the universe lasts all your life. Have you reasons to die? Oh, and if it all falls apart, at least we enjoyed it. God knows I loved it. God knows I loved us.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and I then produced my rapier, saying, stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Musher in da ma doo da ma da, whack fall na daddy-o, whack fall na daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for sure they never can be easy, my sure ding da ba doo da ma da. Whack all the daddy o, whack all the daddy o, there's the ski in the jar. I went unto my chamber all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. My sure ring da ba doo da ma da. Whack call the daddy o, whack call the daddy o, there's a ski in the jar. And 'twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of the footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she'd stolen away my rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. My sure ring da ba doo da ma da. Whack call the daddy o, whack call the daddy o, there's a ski in the jar. And if anyone can aid me, 'tis my brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than my own, my sporting Jenny. My sure ring da ma doo da ma da. Whack call the daddy o, whack call the daddy o, there's a ski in the jar. And my sure ring da ma doo da ma da.
Thank you.
That was very pleasant, I thought.
I agree.
It's from The Gloaming, and the name of the tune is The Sailor's Bonnet. The Gloaming, the television series featuring Irish music from RTE.
Oh.
That was, there's several CDs with that feature. And before that, we heard from the Dubliners with Whiskey in the Jar. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with Kingfisher. And the song was A Shot in the Dark.
Oh.
That's a pretty good album. So if you guys get out there, it's their first U.S. released album. Anyway, And so it's a pretty good one all the way around. So,
well, we'll have to listen to it again.
Yes, we will.
So today in Irish history, on July 26th, 1914, three people were shot dead on Bachelor's Walk in Dublin when members of the King's Own Scottish Borderers, an infantry regiment of the British Army, opened fire. They were Mary Duffy, Patrick Quinn, and James Brennan. A fourth person would later die. This occurred on the same day that the Asgard, a yacht belonging to the writer and future Sinn Féin TD, Erskine Childers, landed in Haute, carrying 900 rifles and 29,000 rounds of ammunition.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. It's a famous event. As the volunteers were marching back to Dublin with the weapons, they were stopped in Clontarf by soldiers of the Scottish Borderers, accompanied by Assistant Commissioner William Harrell of the Dublin Metropolitan Police. It was at this point that the volunteers dispersed with the weapons. A scuffle with police, who disobeyed Harrell's orders, followed, but there were no fatalities. Of the 900 rifles smuggled in, only 19 were seized. The soldiers and police returned to their barracks in the city center. Along Bachelor's Walk, the street, they were verbally abused and pelted with stones and rotten fruit. They opened fire, and soon three Dubliners, none with any connection to the Irish volunteers, lay dead. The Bachelor's Walk killings were a disaster for the British Army and a propaganda victory for the Irish volunteers. Writing to Joe McGarrity of Clannagale a few days after this, Patrick Pearce said, "The stirring events of Sunday will rebound enormously to the advantage of the movement. The brutal murders of an unarmed crowd by soldiers who an hour previously had run from the volunteers have given public sentiment just that turn that was desirable. The army is an object of odium and derision, and the volunteers are the heroes of the hour. The whole movement, the whole country, has been rebaptized by blood shed for Ireland." So this also fit into Patrick Pearce's vision of the blood sacrifice of the Irish for their freedom. So Bachelor Walk killings, July 26, 1914. Very famous event. And you got number 15 for us, Farmer.
I do. We're going to crank that up with the Dubliners again.
Ah, good.
When I was a bachelor, airy and young, I followed the roving trade, and the only harm that ever I've done was courting a servant maid. I courted her all summer long, and part of the winter too, but many's the time I rolled my love all over the foggy dew, all over the foggy dew. One night as I lay in my bed, a-taking my pleasant sleep, this pretty young maid, she came to me, and bitterly she did weep. She tore her hair and she wrung her hands, saying, oh, what shall I do? For tonight I resolve to sleep with you, for fear of the foggy for fear of the foggy dew. All in the first part of that night, we rolled in sport and play, and in the latter part of that night, she in my arms did lay. And when broad daylight did appear, she cried, I am undone. Ah, hold your tongue, you silly young girl, for the foggy dew is gone, gone, gone. For the foggy gone. Supposing you should have a child, it would make you laugh and smile. And suppose you have another one, it would make you think a while. And suppose you have another one, and another one or two, it would make you leave off them foolish young tricks and think on the foggy dew, 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 and think on the foggy dew. I love that girl with all my heart, she's as dear as my lovely life. But in the latter part of the year, she became another man's wife. But I've never told him of her faults, and I'm damned if ever I'll do. But many's the time as she winks and smiles, I think on the foggy dew, dew, dew. I think on the foggy.
eyes on me as November stooped to lay its wreath. Fairy house to plank spire park, land speed unofficial, death day interstitial. Could she sense the room? A love born sleepless few. Did she sense the closing hungry frontier? Just up the road.
The bow said to the fetch, you know, I like this stupid peacetime much less.
And this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 88.7 on your radio dial.
And also, everybody, be good. Have yourself a great week. Stay tuned into our show again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.